Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
But first, though, look, an incredibly tragic and sad weekend on Irish roads. 5 road deaths, including a 14-year-old boy. 3 of those in County Meath yesterday alone. In fact, 3 people were actually killed on the roads in County Meath within the space of just 6 hours. And John Donoghue is the news editor with the Meath Chronicle. John is with us on the line today. John, just look, a dreadful weekend in County Meath.
Devastating, Andrea. I mean, the news was just coming through yesterday evening of the fatalities in North Meath and Oldcastle. And when we could hear the sirens going around the town here again in Navan, and, you know, you'd be hoping against hope that there wasn't more bad news. Unfortunately, this morning we woke up to the news of a fatality, a young man killed outside the town here on the Trim Road as well, died in a road traffic collision. So it has been absolutely tragic for all those families and the people involved. And it's coming on the back of a week where we've seen 3 funerals in the county already earlier in the week from incidents and accidents on the road. So it has been a sad week all around. And you know, the lovely celebrations elsewhere with football and Olympics and everything, but sadly we've bad news here.
Yeah, it's absolutely incredible. I mean, when you see some of read some of the news today about, you know, 3 fatalities in one county and like in the space of just a short period of time, 6 hours, I saw mentioned in some of the papers. Like, it really is just totally unimaginable to think that this could happen. Is it a case, look, I know, John, the guards will carry out the investigation and all of that will certainly happen at the moment, but is it, you know, is there much talk locally around the conditions of the roads and some of the parts that we're talking about, or?
Not at the moment. I mean, look, at, you know, each particular incident has its own reasons for happening, and you don't know what's the cause of accidents. And it was a particularly nice sunny day yesterday, and people may be just out for their Sunday spin or what have you, or having a weekend drive. But the roads involved are the Trim Navan Road is one which would have seen its fair share of accidents over the years, but has been upgraded in recent years. Okay. And the North Meath Roads as well is a fairly,
they're sort of
fairly
main,
quiet
main routes.
Look, at increased population, lots more people using the roads, and it's very sad that these things happen.
Yeah, absolutely. I know in the most recent incident involved a single car collision. Separate to that, though, 2 men have also died, 2 others 2 hospitalised. That was following a 3 vehicle collision involving motorcycles that happened over the weekend. Johnny Girk is with us on the line too. Johnny's a Sinn Féin TD for the Meath West area. But Johnny, I believe you live near the scene of the accident in Oldcastle.
Yeah.
And I knew those involved. My sympathies to you.
I knew the 2 lads well. 2 lovely lads. It's very, very sad for the area. It's happened about a mile from my own house. I was just after watching the Armagh Galway game, and it just shows you, like, you went from such excitement for the Armagh supporters and everyone, and then I look out the window and there's a Garda car flying by my house with the lights on, and I knew there was something wrong. So I drove up the road, and the road was blocked, you know, and somebody just told me it was lads on motorbikes, and it was only later then when I found out who they were, and I'd know them well. And you know, it's very, very sad for the families, very, very sad for the town of Oldcastle, you know, and everybody would have known these lads. You know, they were well got, good characters, you know, and even, like, you know, the fire service from Oldcastle would have attended that accident, you know, and every single one of those lads on the fire service would have known those 2 lads, you know.
It's incredibly difficult in a small community, and Oldcastle is a small, you know, close-knit area as well, Johnny.
Oh yeah, I mean it's a small town, like, you know, and everybody in the town would know everybody else, you know what I mean? No matter if you walk the streets, you'd meet them lads and you'd be saying hello, you'd be having a crack with them, you know, they were good lads, you know, funny lads, a bit of crack with them, you know, and they loved their motorbikes, you know, and it's just so sad, like, you know, and you're definitely thinking of their families, and the two families Absolutely. Themselves would have been very, very close, you know.
Look, I know that, you know, that their names haven't been released, obviously, at the moment, while other family members are being informed. And look, we appreciate that. And thank you, Johnny, for, you know, paying tribute to them today. Because, as I said, I know that you were a friend and a close friend of both of the two of the men that passed away over the weekend in County Meath. But look, it's not the first time, Johnny, we've had a discussion like this on the show in recent weeks. And I mean, like, it's unbelievable to see the number of fatalities on Irish roads in general.
Yeah, there's so many people dying on the roads. You know, it looked for a while there like we might have been getting on top of it a couple of years ago, you know, but over last year and the year before and this year so far, like, the numbers are skyrocketing, you know. I don't know what needs to be done, but definitely more resources needs to be put into it. And we need to see what the cause of these accidents are, you know, and see can it be addressed, you know, but it's definitely one person dying on the roads is too many, you know, but it's way, way up in other years, you know, and that's not acceptable or good enough, you know.
I know it's not to lay the blame with, you know, with anyone or any organisation in relation to what's happened over the weekend, but just in a general point, Johnny, you feel there should be more enforcement. Is that what you're saying?
Like, I mean, you know, you wouldn't like to be, you know, throwing the blame at anybody when there's an accident like that or a tragedy, you know, but we knew before this weekend, like, that numbers were skyrocketing. And you know, and you know, whether it is, you know, whatever, like, I'm not, nobody knows what the reasons for these recent accidents were, you know, so you don't really want to get into talking about what it was or what it wasn't, because there'll be an investigation
of course,
into that, and that'll determine that, you know. But there is far too many people dying on our roads, you know, and you know, whether it's more enforcement, more speed vans, more Gardaí, whatever it is. I know myself in Meath, like, we have to know the lowest number of Gardaí per head of population in the country, and that has always been an issue that I've constantly raised in the Dáil, like, since I've been elected, you know. And you know, well, these are issues that we need to be addressing, you know. I don't think it's the right time to blame anyone, you know.
Yeah, no, of course not. Mairead Forsyth is with us on the show as well. Mairead is part of the Love 30 campaign. Mairead, I know you're not here to talk about what happened over the weekend on the country's roads, but in general, this is a conversation that we're just having too frequently.
I think it is. I mean, you know, I don't want to talk about individual cases, but listening to your two previous speakers, I mean, it just brings home the horrific effect that all of these deaths are having on communities and on families. And I suppose the first thing is to extend our deepest sympathy to the families of those affected. And also to note that for every death, the Road Safety Authority estimates that there are 10 serious injuries. And we think today about the people who are still in hospital following these incidents at the weekend. But from the point of view of Love 30, our main campaign is for 30-kilometre speed limits in urban areas and towns and villages and housing estates. But obviously, we're very concerned at the huge rise in deaths and serious injuries in recent years, but particularly, it seems, almost in recent weeks, the rate seems to be increasing. So now, we know that there was new legislation passed earlier in the year, which we welcome wholeheartedly, to reduce the default limit in urban areas to 30 kilometres an hour and on rural roads from 80 to 60. And we know that councils around the country have begun a review process to review the speed limits with the view to complying with the new legislation. And we welcome all of this, and we think it needs, you know, the sooner it all happens, the better, that we actually see the lower limits implemented on our roads. I mean, it's worth pointing out that the majority of road deaths are, I'm not saying the majority, a huge proportion anyway, are on our rural roads where there's a current speed limit of 80 kilometres an hour. And we welcome that that's being reduced to 60. But there's no point in reducing the speed limit unless it's observed. And drivers have to be aware that speeding is one of the major factors in road deaths and in crashes. And we need more enforcement by the Gardaí, and your previous speaker, Deputy Gourk, said that we need more enforcement, we need more numbers in the Garda roads policing unit. And we know that the Garda Commissioner has instructed that all members of the force had to spend at least 30 minutes of each shift on road policing, and we welcome that. And we do think that there's more evidence of Gardaí on road policing duties recently, and we hope that that will bring about better observance.
Yeah, I suppose from to be fair to the guards, though, like, they can't be on every road, and even like the 30 minutes or whatever block that, you know, you mentioned is you know, sidelined for roads policing when they're out on a shift. Like, there's a huge amount of this is just going to come down to the change in behaviour, isn't it?
It has to be changing behaviour, but behaviours will change if people know that there's a real danger they will be caught. That around the next corner there could be a Garda speed trap. That's the kind of thing that people need to be afraid of.
The speed vans even?
Or speed vans, whatever it is, yeah. That it could be around the next corner. Now, we also hope that, you know, people are afraid that around the next corner there will be a speeding car on the wrong side of the white line, a child on a bicycle, an elderly pedestrian. That's what we really want them to slow for. But if they need to be afraid that they will be caught, and that if they're caught that there will be real consequences. I mean, there are too many drivers who have been caught speeding or with other offences, and not just speeding, who failed to present their driving licence in court and failed to get the driving licence endorsed. And then, even when it does happen, there's a huge proportion of drivers on our road who are not properly licensed, either because their license have been withdrawn or they don't have a license.
Okay.
And we know that for learner drivers, I hope I've got the statistic right, something like 15 out of 16 learner drivers involved in fatal collisions, was it last year, were not accompanied by an experienced driver.
Which is an extraordinary stat, if that is the correct figures. Mairead, as you mentioned, listener here says, I was on the M7 yesterday morning and I was overtaking a car just past the Curragh. I was doing 128 kilometres per hour to pass, but just as I passed, I looked in my rearview mirror as I indicated to get back into the driving lane when a motorcyclist went past me, and out of nowhere, must have been 180 to 200 kilometres per hour. Another listener says, I'm sick to the teeth of the media blaming road conditions for fatal accidents. It's speed, and it's going to get worse if the road conditions are bad or the weather is bad as well. And the N7 is another issue, says this listener too. There's been numerous deaths on it over the years. No speed vans visible, no speed cameras. There's exceptionally busy junctions, no traffic islands. The Road Safety Authority can have all the fancy ad campaigns they want, but unless there's visible guards on the roads, I think it's totally pointless. And Mairead, I don't know if you want to respond to this texter who says 30 kilometres in housing estates, I can understand, but in towns, it's absolute madness. I'd go faster on a bike, says this listener, Mairead.
Well, that's not true. The reality is that a lot of the time in our towns in the middle of the day, you're forced to go at a much slower speed anyway because of traffic conditions. But the thing about it is that in the middle of our towns are where people are trying to move around. The drivers are coming out of car parks or parking spaces on the road. People are walking around. They have elderly people. You have children moving around. And it's important that everybody slows down in these areas and has respect for maybe more vulnerable road users that need to use the road as well. And, you know, the evidence is that when you bring in lower speed limits in towns, that it reduces the number of crashes, it reduces the number of injuries, it reduces the number of deaths. And that the people who actually benefit most are the motorists, because there's less crashes.
Jason is with us on the line. Jason, I know you're not speculating as to what might have happened in any of the incidents over the weekend, but just in a general sense, you believe that speed limits need to be reduced.
Yeah, hi, Andrea. Firstly, condolences to the families out there who lost their loved one over the weekend. I'm no stranger to tragedy to do with road accidents. It was visited upon my family way back in the 80s. So I know firsthand what it is like to get that call and have someone call to the door and explain that your child is coming home or your loved one is coming home. So my sincere condolences to all of them. Speed is a killer. I was on last year regarding a school and my own experience of nearly being run down with my child bringing them in the first week of school. And it's definitely speed. I mean, outside our school, it was 100 kilometres until recently, then it was brought down to 80. And I maintain that outside every single school and urban area, it should be 30. And not only 30, but it should be either monitored, policed, or made physically impossible to travel. Now, when I mean physically impossible to travel at speed, it means that you just put in either rumble strips, you narrow the road, you use colours in the road, you use different surfaces. It's done elsewhere. It's the norm throughout Europe. I find it absolutely a disgrace that we've now got a 20% rise since I was speaking last year. There's a 20% rise in road accidents this year. That's a year, nothing's done, and it's a 20% rise. I also find it a disgrace that we've had two leading politicians who've been around for the last 20 years kicking around in government, who retired or quit, in my words, who quit the business, and they've left this legacy behind them, i.e. road deaths are increasing. Okay.
And sorry, is it just outside schools and towns that you want this? Is that right?
If you look at the statistics, I mean, out of the deaths, 22 of those deaths were pedestrians. 22 of them were pedestrians. So that's not cars crashing into each other. That's pedestrians doing their own thing who are involved in the road interference from other people. So we can do something about that, surely. Surely we can tackle that. i.e. putting footpaths in, putting bollards outside of schools in urban areas.
That's the traffic management.
Traffic management. Yeah. All that is money. I mean, they find money for other things very quickly, which aren't necessarily benefiting the Irish people. Yes, this is a benefit to the Irish people, from everyday people bringing the kids to school, from everyday people commuting to work, et cetera, et cetera. I was a motorcyclist myself for 25 years. I know firsthand what it is to be a vulnerable person on the road. I'm a driver myself. I drive vans, 4x4s, I drive a load of cars. And I'm a fan of motors, so I'm not against the motor car. I'm absolutely for it. But I'm absolutely convinced, and the international information is there for anybody to look up. It is speed.
Okay.
It is speed that's killing.
Speed,
I mean, the RSA, the Road Safety Authority in Ireland, have to get a PR company to make it look a little bit better. Also, the RSA has down on their cause for road accidents, what have they put it down as? Reckless driving. Now, I'm not sure what reckless driving is, really. Is that sort of looking behind when you're driving forward? Or is it drink driving? Or is it speed? Or is it, you know, bad driving? Is it driver training? It's just too opaque. They need to be more defined. They
okay.
need to have more
okay.
information.
Eileen has got in touch and says, I adhere to the speed limits, but motorists constantly tailgate my own car. They overtake dangerously. They pull in sharply on the approach to bends and junctions. Blondet makes the point, I drive all over the country in my work and I see people taking insane risks every single time I'm on the road, overtaken on corners, on hills, into oncoming traffic, narrow country roads. And worst of all, it isn't. Always young men. I'm also a cyclist, and that's a whole other level of insanity with cars, according to Blondet. Tony's on the line. Tony, you wanted to make a quick point on this.
How you doing? Yeah, I live in a small village on the N81. It's British. It's in between Talla and Blessington. And at the weekends, it's like the Isle of Man TT racing. I can be sitting in my house on a Saturday or a Sunday morning. I can hear them coming from kilometres away. Absolutely flying, like they go past my house like a blur. And then, motorcyclists.
Right.
I can hear them coming from kilometers away. It's like the TT racing, like they go past my house like a blur. You can't even see the color of the bike. And that has to be early in the morning, right? And then, as sure as the evening time comes, they're coming back from wherever they were and flying. Now, I mean, flying meters away from each other, like. And this is where I live, is really bad bends, cliffs. There's a valley there, you know, and they don't care. Plus there's pony and traps on the road. So they could come around the corner and within seconds be down to 5 kilometres an hour, you know.
Is it a rural area, Tony?
It's not. It's the N81. It's the main road.
Right. Oh, sorry. Yeah, okay, okay.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? But it's twisty, turny, it's bendy. It's a bad even road to drive a car on. And these motorcyclists in groups of sevens and eights, absolutely flying up the road.
And what's the speed limit on that road?
The speed limit is 80 and 100. And they go by my house, I'd be sitting in the sitting room, a blur. You can't even see what type of colour the bike is. And like, I mean, at twilight coming home, they're obviously going to a rally in Wexford or Wicklow or something. And you can hear them coming back then in the evening time, like, and metres away from each other flying down the road. I'm surprised not more killed.
And is it enforcement that you think, or is it just lowering speed limits?
I just think it's ignorance. It's nothing to do with the speed limits are there for all to see.
Mm.
But if you don't want to adhere to it, like it's who else do you blame? Only the person themselves, you know. It's reckless driving. That's what it is.
And you've witnessed, yeah. A listener here says, the speed limit is not the problem. It's bad drivers. I see it every day. They keep lowering speed limits. It hasn't made a difference at all. The definition of insanity, doing the same thing and expecting different results. Another texter, there are automatic speed cameras in other European countries without the need of a man in a speed van. So why is this not available in Ireland? The so-called tech hub of Europe. Keep them coming into us. 087 1400 106 is the number. And look, obviously, in relation to the five deaths over the weekend, our thoughts and condolences are with all of the families and friends affected, because I've no doubt it's been an incredibly difficult 24 and 48 hours for all of those families involved. The email, as always, that's lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. If you want to get in touch, if you want to share your own thoughts or experiences with us.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.